And welcome to my monthly forum call with Dr. Pat Williams, founder of the Institute for Life Coach Training. And we're going to do a live coaching session with also a debrief and critique at the end of it. So we have a client who's volunteered for today. And before we get going, I want to be sure that it's okay with the person that volunteered that we're recording. If not, we won't record it. So
it is.
Okay. And do you mind if we use your first name for this call since you're one of our students?
Not at all.
You don't want to have an alias or anything today, huh?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. All right. So this is Iris. Where are you calling from, Iris?
I am calling from Toronto, Canada.
Toronto. All right. You made this an international call. Thank you. So you and I have never met, and Ellen told me you volunteered for this, so I thank you. I think something that ILCT should do more, and in fact more coaching schools should do more, is have the courage to have their senior coaches demonstrate coaching more. Let me just say a few opening things, and then what I'm going to do is pretend like you and I are having what I call with my clients a discovery session. Like maybe you've agreed to be my client, you've seen the welcome packet, we've talked, you might have even done a sample session, but we're going to do kind of a discovery session, probably 20 or 30 minutes, and then we'll go from there on whatever it is you're bringing to the coaching opportunity. Does that sound good?
That sounds great.
Iris, I appreciate you volunteering for this, and we're going to try to make this a discovery call and want you to have something that you really, really want coaching on. Now, this will be, you know, a compressed session. If you and I had our first session, it might be 45 minutes to an hour. After that, sometimes with my clients, depending upon their needs, they become 30-minute sessions, 40-minute sessions, 60-minute. It's whatever we agree on. My clients usually get 2 to 3 hours a month with me, and we break that up however they want to in the fee. It can be 3 40-minute calls or 2 1-hour calls or 3 1-hour calls if they want to go for the platinum version. And then after people are making good progress and they seem to just need a little velvet boot, as I call it sometimes, 30 minutes might be enough. So I want you all to know you can be flexible with that. And then after the call, we will go into any live questions people can ask, and I've also got some written questions that people sent in. So, Iris, let me begin by, we can't really assume you've gotten my welcome packet, so let's just say this is kind of like a sample session. You've heard about me, you thought you might want to coach with me, and so this is going to be a sample session of how I work and how it might be for you. So tell me what got you to volunteer for this moment. What is it you'd like to get out of our time together today?
I would like to, did you want to know specifically what I wanted to address or what my goal is?
If those are different, address them both. But yeah, maybe,
right.
So it sounds like you're talking about a larger goal and then specifically today what you'd like to get. Is that right?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Well, what I'm going to bring into this call is I am working with a lot of couples and doing couple coaching, and I'm also looking to expand what I do with them, which is to look more at the physical intimacy piece.
Mm-hmm.
I'm reading this book by David Schnark, which talks a lot. It's called The Intimate Marriage, and it talks a lot about, and I can see it, how the sexual piece between a couple is a microcosm of what's really happening in their lives, their emotional lives. And as much as I can ask the, what I'm going to call the superficial questions, frequency, quality, cuddling, what else would you like? Going any deeper than that, I actually feel uncomfortable. I feel like I'm a voyeur in what I think is the sacredness of sexuality between two people. And I guess I'd like to get some insight as to how to either reframe that, maybe see where that's coming from, how to look at it differently so that I have a greater comfort level, because I realize that this is a crucial piece in working with couples.
Okay, so let me see if I heard that right. First of all, I'd like to ask, are you doing this in the role as a therapist, marriage and family counselor, or as relationship coaching?
It may be one or the other, depending on where they're at. like in some couples at the beginning, where it'll be more coaching. Sometimes I have to put on my therapist hat.
Well, so when they come to see you, are they signing up with you as a therapist who uses coaching skills, or are they asking for coaching and you're not, you know, you're not diagnosing or calling it counseling or therapy?
I would say that a lot of them come in for coaching, and then, well, first of all, I'm not diagnosing anyways. But
okay, so you're not, that's right, you don't bill insurance in Toronto, I forgot.
Well, we do in a different way. Like, we're, as psychotherapists, we're actually not registered.
Mm-hmm.
So we're actually not covered under benefit plans in Ontario yet, or probably Canada, I think.
Well, the reason I'm asking is I'm trying to make sure that, I mean, it's okay, whichever, if you're a client that's providing therapy, that's okay with me, and you can still use coaching skills. But I want to be very clear that you're not calling something coaching and actually doing psychotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds to me like you clarify that with each couple.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So either way, we'll assume that you're being ethical in that. They understand what they're buying and getting, and all of it is to improve the intimacy and the sexual relationship of couples. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I would say a lot of them come in to improve the emotional piece.
Oh, sure, right.
And then the sexual or physical intimacy is something that often comes up later in sessions.
Yeah, yeah. So they're coming in to feel more closer, more intimate, more connected. Those are my words, but does that fit for you?
Yeah, less fighting.
Okay.
Less fighting, less power struggles.
Okay. So let me tell you a little bit about, since you're engaging me the first time as a coach, the way I work and the way you might experience me, I will have moments where I try to, in this brief experience we have of, say, 30 minutes, I'll really listen. I may have to listen quicker, though, than I do with regular sessions. And I also tend to be somebody who can get pretty engaging with questions so that it may seem like I listen and clarify and listen and clarify a little quick. So it depends on your take. If I'm missing something or if I seem to lose what you were saying, please let me know. It's my goal for you to really feel heard and for us together to come up with what you wanted in the short term, and that is to get some new, a deeper look or a different look at how to perform what you do as a coach slash counselor with couples when you get into the sexual aspects of their relationship. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. So what would you most want today? You've started that, but say it again and see if there's more to that. What would you most want about out of our time today?
I think what I would like is a reframe. I would imagine that the way in which I am viewing sexuality as a sacred act between two people, and that for me to get involved as a coach is almost violating that sacred connection, even though I have permission. I would just like to maybe be able to reframe that in a way that would give myself permission to be able to deal with actually at least asking questions in that realm, to dig a little deeper to see what is going on in that area.
Okay. Well, there's a number of questions that come to mind out of my curiosity, and I guess the one that I think about the most, and these are just questions. It's not, well, I mean, I'm not sure where this is going to go, but I'm curious as to what makes you think you need to know the details.
I guess I'm following the model that I'm reading in this book where I see the questions that he asks them reveal how they interact on an emotional level in their relationship outside of the office.
Okay. And you find yourself, I think the word you used was feeling uncomfortable with, like a voyeur when you get into the details. Are you talking about details of the sexual act, expression of their intimacy through sex?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Yeah, my curiosity as your coach is, if you hadn't read David Snark's book, do you think you could still help couples understand their intimacy and emotional connection without those details?
Yes, and or but.
Uh-huh.
Based on what I read, I feel like what I've experienced in the book is almost a shortcut to the dynamics going on in their relationship.
Yeah, so it may get to, may not be this expression, but it may help couples get to the elephant in the room or to get to the questions that aren't being asked that need to be asked.
Yeah.
So here's a thought. Is there any other way you could get the information that you want to get to differently than asking them in the moment? Or is that the way you ask them? Would you ask them in a session, tell me about your sex, tell me about your intimacy, what that's like, what you do, et cetera?
Okay, so let me tell you that in this book, he talks about doing a exercise, hugging till relaxed, and what that gives the coach an access to is to see who reaches for who first, who lets go first, how are they leaning in, who holds on more, so that it becomes a physical manifestation of what's going on in their relationship without having to ask an hour's worth of questions so that you can dig out, you know, who's doing what in the relationship. It actually shows up in the room itself.
Oh, okay. Okay, so part of my question that you may have heard, and then I didn't hear your response, is there other ways you can get the information you need from them other than asking them in the room? And I guess what I was getting at is, do you ask them in writing? Do you have them fill out informational questionnaires? Do you have them give you details in writing? Do you interview them individually as opposed to together? Give me a sense of that.
So I don't do anything in writing. In between sessions, they do get homework. After I've met with them as a couple at first to be able to connect with both of them, then I'll suggest I may meet with each of them once or twice. One-on-one.
Okay.
So yes, I could, but my sense is that takes, it seems to me that it takes longer to do it the normal talking way rather than to have it either demonstrated through the hug or to talk about their sexual dynamics.
Okay, so that's helpful. You want it to be in vivo, in the room, with both of them present, to have them experience and demonstrate in a way that the metaphor of their sexual life starts with that hugging exercise.
Yes.
Okay. So where do you get stuck? If that's the right word, or where do you get cautious, or what is the word you'd say there?
So I know that there's been a couple couples that I've worked with where I've wanted to say, you know, I'd like to do this exercise of hugging, and I have the thought that this is private. I shouldn't be privy to this part of their life.
And do you think that with all couples, or did you think that just with these one or two?
I think I've only brought it into session in my mind, at least, with a couple couples. But I would say it would be fairly generic. I don't think it's a reflection of the couples, but rather a reflection of how I feel about the privacy or sacredness of sexuality.
You know, I love the way you state that, and I wonder if you're communicating that to the couple. So I love the way you talk about the sacredness and the, what was the other word you just said? The
privacy
of the sexual relationship. And I wonder if you state that to the couples you're working with as a way of introducing what you're even going to do with them.
I don't, but you know what? That's given me a whole breakthrough.
Wow.
Because I have this whole conversation in my head that I'm not sharing with them. And as much as I ask for permission, I don't actually express my view on how I see things, which may maintain that sacredness for them, but allow them to take it to another level.
Good. Because at the very point you expressed to me what you wanted coaching on, and you were so clear and eloquent, about it. You use those words, privacy and sacredness, and I went, okay, this is good. I mean, you really, you know, if you were seeing couples and express that language, I think it, to me, I mean, even for me, it sets a context for what it is you want. It's a lot different than saying, all right, so we're going to find out how you guys do sex, or I want to see how you hug each other and learn from that. You know, I mean, it's just, it's more sacred on your part. The way you treat it, touch it, the language that it's going to help them with their expression, I'm guessing, and so I'm talking too much right now. So let's go back to your breakthrough. what do you think you'll do different?
Yeah, you know, I get it now. It's I can actually verbalize how what my view on couplehood is, sexuality is, to allow them, and I'm not sure if that's the right word, to express to them that I am not trying to kind of wedge my way into something that's normally kept, you know, very hush-hush between two people, but to, what's the word I'm looking for, to honor what they have and to ask permission to be able to assist them to take it up another level.
Okay, another great phrase. It's just I'm almost wanting to ask you, if you had a couple in the room right now, so you had a couple you were going to introduce this topic to in this new way that you've just got illuminated by, so let's just take a minute or two to say, what would you say to this couple in a way that you're going to introduce this topic of intimacy and sacredness and where you want to go next?
All right, so what I would say is we've met for a couple sessions, and I've got some information from you. Where I would like to go now, and I'm going to ask your permission in just a moment whether it's okay with you, is I would like to talk about the physical intimacy in your relationship, but first I want to explain to you my view on intimacy. And the way that I see it is sexual or physical intimacy between two people is a very sacred, private thing that the two of you share that really makes it very special. And so one of the things that I've learned in my work is that the physical intimacy is often just a reflection of what's going on in your emotional intimate world. So if you'd be comfortable with it, I would like to ask you some questions about what goes on in your physical intimacy. Would that be okay with you?
Okay. So as you heard yourself say that, is there anything you'd change about what you just said?
I'm always about getting the script perfect, so I'd probably go over to my head and go, did I say that right? Oh, could I have said something
different?
Yeah.
Well, I think you said it. Yeah, I think you said it pretty clear, but I asked that question to make sure that you, you know, I mean, you kind of did that coming out of spontaneity of really the confidence and the competence you have in talking about this subject. I thought it was beautiful.
Okay,
and
thank you.
the key things I heard was you also asked permission. You even told them you were going to get to permission. You told them what you were going to talk about. The only thing that may be missing, this is just my thinking, that you don't, it's not necessarily what you should do, it's just the idea that popped up from your discourse, is would you also allow them to choose not to respond or not to go that way?
As part of their permission or as part of a particular question?
Yeah, I mean, it like in other words, you'd say, and if there's any questions you do not want to answer, please let me know, or something like that.
Yeah, and I actually do that on my intake. If
okay.
We go to an area you don't want to talk about, you're free to say skip, and I'm okay with that. But it might be great when we're going to the sensitive area, because most people get a little weird when you start to talk about sexuality. To let them, give them a second permission that if they don't want to go there or they don't want to answer anything specific, that I'm okay with them just skipping
that. Yeah, and I think you might. In fact, I'd ask you this. Is there a way that even if they said no at that point, you can ask them, is there any way that you could make them more comfortable or they just want to say no? Because I understand it may be a rock that they're coming up against or nervousness or whatever, so you don't need to say, oh, okay, that's fine. It's like, let's be sure. Is there a way that we can make it comfortable enough for you to explore this?
I'm not sure what the words are, but I think what I'd want to do is to explore what had them say no. So I don't necessarily need the answer to be yes.
Right. That's beautiful. That's the best way to go. That's a perfect way to do it. Can you help me understand what made you say no? And that's it. You're not pressuring them or anything. Okay. All right. So then you've got this new way of describing what you might do with couples. How are you in this moment? Are you you have a little lightness about you? Do you have a little?
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Give me the couples now. I'm ready.
Okay. And how would you be with the couples? I mean, how is your personality? You had that lightness and that laughter and that big smile I just heard. I mean, I can almost see your face. Would you be that way also with a couple? Where you kind of normalize and talk of sexuality? Is it okay to explore this? And it's even, you know, it's a little, sometimes a little giggly, sometimes a little tense. I mean, how would you be in describing this to the couples?
I would use it probably exactly those words. I think I need to normalize that sometimes, you know, couples get nervous or they get tense or they get giggly,
yeah.
And it's all normal. And I think that's got to be part of what I say as I introduce our, you know, move into this area. So I think that's really important to normalize it, because I feel giggly as a coach talking about that sometimes.
Yeah, great. And so then what happens next?
I'm not sure what that question means.
Well, actually, what happens next here is kind of what happens next with a couple. What would you do now that you have a better description of how to engage the couple in this conversation? What else would be different? Or what else do you want to be different?
I think the only thing comes up for me is I just want to write this out so I know the different components. I don't necessarily need a script, but the
right.
that I need to address. So that
mm-hmm.
I'm clear with it,
mm-hmm.
And then I'm ready to use it this week.
Great. Wonderful. So for me to go a little deeper, wider, whatever it is, as a coach, I sometimes also ask some other things that I think are important that I've learned in this last few months for me, is if I were understanding you more, like what you bring to this profession, what gets you to be this helper, this coach? Is there anything about your culture, your background, your selfness that you would share with me as an insight into why you do what you do?
So I guess the piece around sexuality is I've done a couple tantra courses. And I can see the, I'm not sure what the word is, the addition, the shift, the transformation those courses have done in owning my own, what I call the temptress, the seductress part of a woman, and how that's impacted me. And I want to be able to do that for couples, not necessarily that's the piece, but whatever piece, just, you know, the way I see it is that, you know, tumblers falling into a lock would help them unlock the sacred sexuality between the two of them so that they can have full expression of who they are and have fulfillment.
Right, right. So what I just heard, and I think it's important, is the reason you do this work and the reason you even take a topic that probably a smaller percentage of coaches and helpers would do is because you also experience your sacred feminine or your sexuality in a way that I don't know what word you used, open yourself up, increase your consciousness, awareness about your femininity, et cetera. And now you think it's a gift that can be utilized in your work with couples.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I think those words must come from you.
Was that clear?
I think
but I like
those words
that you used. You use sacred feminine. It's like, oh, yeah.